something that surprised you, either the content or the timing of this, when we as we learned about this in the last day or two?
Well, first of all, the Office of Management and Budget puts out some kind of guidance like this every year. Now, two things about this. First of all, it's coming much later than normal. Back when I was working in the Bush administration, usually this guidance would come in about April in the year preceding the transmittal of the budget. The last couple of years it's come out in June. To have this come out in August, frankly, puts a lot of pressure on agency budget officers because they're supposed to get their request to OMB around the second week of September. And, you know, if they weren't already on this path, given them less than a month to try to figure out how to come up with reductions of that magnitude is probably pretty tough. But my guess is a lot of the agencies saw this coming.
If they didn't see it coming and they're getting this guidance now, is this a tear it up and start from scratch moment, or is this a go back and make adjustments moment?
Well, I think there's two ways agencies could look at this. First of all, the history of this type of guidance is that the public tends to take it more seriously than they should, and agencies tend to take it less seriously than they should. So, you know, in the past, as guidance like this has gone out, some agencies have complied and given those types of options to OMB so that a rational conversation can take place on how to set priorities. Some agencies have played a different game, just trying to figure out how to maximize their resources. So the compliance with that hasn't always been great. The consequences, if you aren't planning for these types of reduced funding levels, is probably more serious now than it has been in the past, because we do have these new caps in law that every agency is going to have to comply with in the aggregate. And secondly, depending on what happens with this Joint Committee on Deficit Reduction later this year, there could be even deeper cuts starting in 2013 of 8 to 10%. So there's two ways agencies can approach this. They can say, I'm going to try to play this game to get every last dollar I can, or they can accept the fact that dollars are scarce now, and I have to do some, you know, real head scratching here to figure out how to accomplish the most mission for the dollars I'm going to have available.
If you had to guess one way or the other how most agencies are going to go, what do you think?
I don't know if things have changed much since I left. The typical pattern was that the larger, maybe more powerful agencies try to play the game by their own rules, and the smaller agencies tend to try to comply with the guidance and work with OMB so that they have some control over the details. So I expect it's still probably a mix of compliance among the agencies.
You mentioned the normal timeline for guidance like this coming out. Is this something that was driven by the whole debt ceiling thing, that sucking all the oxygen out of the room kind of delayed anything else from happening, including guidance like this?
It probably did. There was, I'm sure, some informal communication prior to this point, but you know, with the negotiations over the debt ceiling and the associated caps running right up until August 2nd, it probably was hard for OMB to give really definitive guidance on 2013. And still, you know, this 5 to 10% goal, please give us the options, that's not really what the end result is likely to be. And Jack Luce says as much in the blog post he put out the day after the guidance came out. When you look at the cap that's in place for 2013, it really amounts to about a 2% overall cut relative to 2011 rather than the 5 to 10% cut. But as they say in the memo, and I compliment them for this, they don't want to just do a mindless across-the-board reduction to everybody hit the target. They want to actually see who has the best ideas on how to spend that limited amount of discretionary funding. So it's a good exercise that OMB usually tries to put the agencies through, and I hope they're successful.
When you talk about the timeline that we're on, though, is that a reasonable goal to aspire to have this in-depth, it sounds like an intricate conversation about where to cut and why to cut to get to that 5% top-line cut? Is that something we can expect to see in a six-week to two-month period so that these budgets, even if they normally go to the go to OMB beginning of September, that's not going to happen. So even if we give the agencies another month or 6 weeks to do it, is that a reasonable amount of time to do that?
I'd say if they weren't already headed on this path, it's not reasonable, but the transmittal of the request to OMB in early September really starts a process. Then you have a conversation that goes up till about Thanksgiving when OMB will tell the agencies what their preliminary recommendations are for the agencies. So,
and that will be about the same time this year that the super committee in Congress comes out with its plan to cut the deficit.
Exactly. So they'll have more information going on. So it may be that what comes into OMB in September is the beginning of the conversation and the beginning of trying to find these types of options. And frankly, in my own experience, sometimes the staff of OMB have a little more freedom and benefit of being outside of the agency to take a fresh look at some of these programs and come up with some ideas that maybe the agency might not have thought of, but still are pretty good. So that it's always an iterative process, a back and forth, and I expect it will be again.